Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planets, Friday the 5th of April. Sun is in Aries, ruled by Mars. Planets are talking about...
New starts, among other things.
Well, I hope that's good, planets.
I do too. New moon beginnings in Aries beginnings.
Okay.
Since just about everyone's been pleading for some action, or at least a break from the mind-numbing repetition, it would be churlish to complain now that the pace is picking up considerably. And frankly, if you roll up your sleeves during the next 72 hours, no small amount can actually be accomplished, established, organized, arranged, invented, implemented, instigated, etc. in your arena of choice. So as the Sundance Kid said to his partner in the movie, you just keep thinking, Butch, that's what you're good at. Focus on your personal, creative, and romantic agenda and methods of advancing it that you'd actually be interested in pursuing, even if some disruption to the established mode, or, as in the movie, a relocation to Bolivia, is required. On your mark, get set. Also, just in case, given the climate, practice your most sincere, caring demeanor. You can check dictionary under attentive spaniel for pointers. Then you can organize your features accordingly in the all-too-likely event someone starts rattling on in high dudgeon about a subject that's about as consequential and compelling as a hangnail and privately makes you wonder what they've been doing for a life up to this point.
Yeah. Signs particularly affected by new moon in Aries.
Aries, Gemini, Cancer, Leo.
And if one's birthday, 5th of April.
Just say yes to anything that facilitates healthy growth, development, and expansion, while just saying no to anything that doesn't. And although this could sound suspiciously like a no-brainer, separating the healthy from the un may entail a willingness to relinquish those patterns or arrangements which no longer particularly serve or motivate you that the Cosmic Joker has been kind enough to tag for immediate removal.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.